How's it going? So this is officially the second video on this channel because the first one was two parts, and I'm going to do this a little bit differently in order to make it a little more watchable for you guys, a little more concise. I have my material prepared ahead of time, so there won't be as many awkward pauses and all that. So we'll give this a shot and see how it goes. Thank you for watching, and let's get into it. So in this video, I want to ask the question, how many people are truly open-minded? By this, I mean we all have our own pre-existing belief systems, and obviously we're going to encounter people who think differently. I think the most common reaction to this is to reject information that goes against those beliefs because it creates cognitive dissonance. But how many of us really investigate these conflicting ideas, really challenge and scrutinize our own beliefs to entertain an idea that may be in complete opposition to what we believe? I'll use myself as an example. I was raised mostly by my mother, who I'd consider pretty liberal, especially where social issues are concerned, but she also had some conservative values as well. My grandparents were very conservative. I was made to go to church every Sunday until I was about 10 or 11, and I think my mom just didn't want to argue with me anymore, so she's like, okay, fine, you don't have to go. Of course, we've all been taught from a young age, at least in this country that I live in, to honor the flag, the military, the police. These are generally considered conservative values, and I'm not saying that there can't be value found in some of those ideas, like patriotism or standing up for what you believe in, or that there aren't good intentions behind what a lot of these people are doing, but that's a whole other topic. The point is, I was exposed to all these ideas from a very young age. Later in life, I began to subscribe to the democratic, quote-unquote, progressive way of thinking, and at one point became completely immersed in politics for a good year, year and a half. I'm not saying a lot of the ideas don't sound nice. Of course, the Democratic Party preaches inclusiveness, and that's great. I love all people. I don't care what your beliefs are, where you're from, what you look like, your sexual orientation, you name it. Now again, that's a whole other topic. As time went on, I began purposefully challenging my own beliefs because I wanted to grow, and I wanted to make sure that I could back up all that I was saying, and of course, that I was on the right side. It's sad that it has to be about sides. We should all kind of just know what's right and wrong, and I'll get into that here in a little bit. Now, I'd hear about anarchy even from the time that I was a kid. And the idea was, oh, it's bad, you know, it's total chaos. Anarchists are just about creating disorder and destruction, in some cases hurting people. I had a lot of misconceptions about the actual meaning, about what the actual meaning was. And I think to discover the true core philosophies of anarchy, I had to go through this change of mindset. Bear with me for a second. And I had to hold my beliefs, really put my beliefs up to scrutiny. Now, I want to ask how many of you guys have spent as much time looking into a topic like this versus how much time you've spent immersed in the Democratic or Republican rhetoric? On social media, for instance, we know that we're fed content that tends to cater to our own worldview, probably partly because they want you to like the posts that you see, so you keep coming back. But also because, well, it keeps people polarized, and that keeps the system going. So if you're a Democrat or a Republican or even moderate, I'm going to venture that you probably spent a lot of time either listening to your own news stations, reading articles that are written by left-wingers or right-wingers, talking to people who also subscribe to those ideologies and whatnot. Now I ask you, have you spent even a fraction of that amount of time looking into anarchy or voluntarianism? Most of us have had classes on government in school, but we've never had any class about anarchy. eventually I got to the point where I started to understand, okay, this is how anarchy actually works. This is what it's about. It's not really a bad thing, and in fact, it's the only morally right way for us to operate. Even then, I still had questions about how things would work under anarchy, because of course we're conditioned to think, well, it would be chaos. People running around killing each other, just taking whatever they want without anybody to stop them. One thing I like to ask people, if there were no laws tomorrow, would you go kill your neighbor? Because I wouldn't. We've been so conditioned by movies like The Purge and other forms of media. Look, I'm not gonna lie, no system is going to be perfect. Anarchy means no rulers. It doesn't mean there couldn't be a system. It doesn't mean we couldn't have all the things we consider fundamental today, like roads. Oh, I want to show you. Yeah, because that's a big one. We get that a lot. But like roads, mediums of exchange, public services. The point is that it needs to be voluntary. It has to be agreed on by everyone, not just imposed upon us. Okay, deep down, do you know the difference between right and wrong? I mean, just think about it in terms of yourself. If it were only you and one other person, what behaviors would you consider a violation unto you? Now multiply how many people there are. Does that change anything? Would you feel less violated if there were more people participating in this behavior? This is my challenge to my left and right wing friends, my moderate friends, even those who are indifferent to government but still believe it's a necessary evil. Take some time to truly ponder these ideas. Obviously not as much time as you have with other paradigms you've been exposed to in your life, but take some time, a year, 6 months, even 1 month is at least something. Truly delve into these topics. You can always reach out to me, as I have a plethora of information I can recommend to you. And I'm going to name a couple things right now. I can't leave links here because this is a new channel, but I will list these in the comments as well. The book Anarchy Works by Peter Gelderlos. I hope I'm saying that right. The last name is spelled Gelderlos. The book describes scores of examples of successful anarchistic societies. And of course, Mark Passio's Full Natural Law Seminar. It's 8 hours long. There are condensed versions, but you're going to need to watch the full version. The reason I recommend this is because there are many intricacies that are going to be covered that are necessary to fully understand this stuff. Watch it in parts. Watch an hour a day, 20 minutes a day, a couple hours on the weekend. Whatever it takes, just get through it. I'm challenging you to do this. And just take the time to ruminate on these ideas. For me to be open to these ideas, I had to willingly put myself through this process of constantly challenging my own thoughts and beliefs, looking at things from every perspective, and just asking myself a lot of questions about everything, including the very question I asked you. Am I truly open-minded? I've been studying spirituality for a while, which helped me in being aware of a lot of the ego involved, realizing that much of the reason we hold on to these beliefs is that it makes us feel insecure and even fearful to think, well, what if I'm wrong? Suddenly we've lost this sense of stability we may have had. I don't have any problem admitting I'm wrong today. I still do it all the time. I know I'm not perfect and I still make mistakes. I just focus on continuing to grow. So I'm asking you to take in one or both of these works and really delve into these topics. Spend a good amount of time doing it. That's my challenge to you. Really reflect on it. Reflect on what you consider a violation. Reflect on the concept of theft. As it has been stated, all of the transgressions against natural law really come down to theft. You have murder, assault, rape, theft, coercion, lying, and trespassing. Seven transgressions. Murder is the theft of life. Assault is the theft of physical well-being. Rape is the theft of your sexual consent. Theft is the theft of personal property. Coercion is the theft of your free will, because you've coerced somebody into doing something. You're coerced into doing something against your will under the threat of violence or duress. Lying is the theft of someone's ability to make an informed decision, the theft of their right to truth. Trespassing is basically the theft of somebody's personal living space. Now, there's this whole question about how the concept of property works if there are no laws. That's a whole other topic that I won't attempt to go into here, but it basically comes down to a medium of exchange agreed upon by individuals involved in the transaction. Just as with any item you would purchase that you consider a personal belonging. I'm still delving into many of the intricacies of these ideas myself and don't claim to have all the answers, but I share concepts that I've come to understand as truths. I continue to evolve in my own understanding and try to pass on what I've learned to anyone willing to listen. So if you made it this far, I'd like to thank you and say that perhaps you are truly open-minded, or at least there's hope for you. That's my challenge to you. I hope you guys all have a wonderful day. Take care.